8:40 on AM 1470 WTTR, and we have our tip of the morning brought to you by Maryland Retina, specializing in medical and surgical treatment of retinal disease, and Dr. Sadiq Syed presides over it. He is a gentleman who we have had the pleasure of getting to know every week here on WTTR, and this morning we have Dr. Syed, the topic of macular edema, is that correct? Edema.
Macular edema, yeah.
Macular edema. Okay, I'm going to practice that, but while I kind of practice it to myself, give us more details on that and tell us why that's so very important.
Okay, great, Bob. So, again, what we're going to talk about today is called macular edema, which is swelling of the retina that tends to affect the clarity of your vision, so specifically the vision that is used for reading, driving, and other daily activities. So the macula refers to a special part of the retina in the center which provides the clarity of your vision. So that's why when you read or you look to see road signs, you have to look directly at the print in order to see it, because only a small part of your retina has that clear 20/20 vision. And again, that's called the macula. So macular edema can be caused by a variety of conditions, including diabetic retinopathy, cystoid macular edema resulting from cataract surgery or eye inflammation, retinal vein occlusion, and macular degeneration. Now, the key thing to keep in mind is that macular edema is not the same thing as macular degeneration. So often when people hear that they have a condition of the macula, they will immediately think it has to be macular degeneration. Now, macular edema is often a very treatable condition where vision can be restored with eye injections or laser treatment. And at Maryland Retina, we offer these treatments, including anti-VEGF or steroid injections and retinal laser and surgery to treat a host of retinal conditions, including macular edema. And again, at Maryland Retina, located conveniently in Eldersburg, we focus on providing compassionate patient-centered care for macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinal detachment, and a host of other retinal conditions. We can be reached at 410-549-1100 and via the web at marylandretina.com.
Now, Dr. Syed, macular degeneration is, as I understand it, in most cases, age-related. Now, what about macular edema? Would that be the same thing, or would that be more of a universal situation?
Oh, yeah, great question, Bob. And so that's the key difference, is that the macular edema, in many cases, will be entirely different from macular degeneration. So in that sense, it could be at any age range. It just depends what's the condition that could be causing it. So for folks who have diabetes, often it's, chronic damage from diabetes in the retina, which will then cause blood vessel damage, and then the macula will swell. Sometimes it could occur after cataract surgery. Now, again, most of the time, cataract tends to be age-related, but sometimes relatively young individuals will develop cataract as well, and they could have the same type of macular edema. And then certain types of eye inflammation, which can occur at almost any age, will also tend to cause the macular edema. So if you're exactly correct, Bob, that, you know, really this can occur at any age range. It just depends what's the underlying condition causing the macular edema.
Dr. Syed, I don't know if you covered this in your opening comments, and if you did, I apologize, but for the person who is now listening to this, what are some general early signs that a person may have macular edema?
Oh, and yeah, that was a very good point to bring up, Bob, since I had it mentioned before, that generally it's going to be tend to be blurring of the vision. So again, the macula is the part which provides your clear 20/20 vision in the center, so if you start to have difficulty in reading or distortion of the vision, where things that would normally be a straight line start to look crooked. That's called metamorphopsia. So those types of symptoms, blurring of vision or distortion of the vision, could be potentially from macular edema. And again, that's the importance, once you see those types of things, to really get your eyes examined right away, because often these conditions are treatable, but the macular edema, just as all the other things I was talking about in previous weeks, it does tend to respond better to treatment if you find it kind of relatively early than later, rather than if it's months or years down the road, you're finding it many times the treatment may not work as well. So you really do want to get checked out right away for those things. And again, the Amsler grid, which is downloadable on our website, that will help tend to look for those early signs of the macular edema, where you check it with each eye one at a time.
And I would like to again remind the folks that Dr. Syed is a board-certified ophthalmologist. He specializes in medical and surgical treatment of retinal disease, practicing in Maryland since 2008, a native of Pittsburgh, growing up in that fine city, graduating summa cum laude with a Bachelor of Science degree in neuroscience from the University of Pittsburgh. He's done fellowships, and he really not only knows his eye care with the retina-centered attention, but he's very passionate about helping people, too. And we want to encourage you to get in touch with him and ask questions. Stop in and see him. You can call him at 410-549-1100. Maryland Retina is located in Sykesville, as Dr. Syed says, in the Exchange Office Building on Exchange Drive, or right off the 500 block of Liberty Road. Sykesville, and the website's available anytime. A lot of good information there for you, too, at MarylandRetina.com. All right, Dr. Syed, again, it's a pleasure to have you on with us this morning, and thank you very much for being a part of the morning show here on WTTR.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Have a great week.
Okay, you have a great week, too, sir. It's 8:46 on AM 1470 WTTR.